Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Hugh Neff overcame Alan Moore in the closest finish ever in the 1,000-mile Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race. Neff finished this morning just 26 seconds in front of Moore. Neff was able to make up about a 42-minute deficit coming out of Braeburn just 100 miles away to defeat Moore, who led almost the entire second half of the race. Neff crossed the finish line at 5:14 this morning, Yukon time, for a total time of 9 days, 16 hours, and 5 minutes on the trail. An Iditarod racing dog that went missing after arriving in Alaska from Norway has been found. The dog Whistler belongs to rookie Sylvia Furtwängler. The young dog escaped from the dog truck early Thursday morning in Anchorage. He was seen in following days but would not come in when volunteers called him. Whistler showed up in a parking lot yesterday looking cold and hungry. A man gave him his lunch. Meanwhile, Charlene Oliver, who manages an espresso stand, had heard about the runaway sled dog. She gave him a bit of brownie and then lured him into a garage with a co-worker's roast beef. Whistler was reunited with Furtwängler, and she says expect to see him at the Iditarod starting line. Trial got underway yesterday in Anchorage challenging the state's 14-month-old law requiring that women younger than 18 notify their parents before getting an abortion. Both sides gave their opening arguments before Superior Court Judge John Suttuck, the same judge who made some changes to the law in December of 2010, shortly before it went into effect. However, the judge refused Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest's attempt to block the law. Planned Parenthood is questioning the constitutionality of the law. The state says it can prove Planned Parenthood wrong. And a consultant to the Alaska legislature says the flow of oil through the Trans-Alaska oil pipeline could nearly double in the next 10 to 15 years. But Pedro Van Mieres says Governor Sean Parnell's tax cut bill won't do the job, as Parnell claims. Van Mieres told a joint committee of the Senate Finance and Resources Committees yesterday that House Bill 110 does not even come close to taking the big step needed toward making the million-barrel-a-day goal.
And consequently, I think far more elaborate legislation would be required if Alaska indeed wants to see significant increases in production.
The governor's bill stalled in the Senate last year, and senators are currently crafting their own legislation. Parnell's goal would include new drilling in legacy fields like Prudhoe Bay, plus production in the Arctic, which is not online yet. There's also the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, a place that's currently off limits to drilling. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for rain and snow mix, temperatures in the 30s.